Good morning, it's Denise and Johnny, and joining us in the studio this morning is Chris Martin from the Southwest Michigan Planning Commission, and we're talking about carpooling this morning. It's apparently, I did not know this, October is carpool month. Tell us more about that.
Yes, that's correct. So October is carpool month, and we're promoting people to visit GoRideShare.org to register yourself if you're interested for a carpooling service. It's free, easy, and convenient to use. Mm-hmm. You can log in using Facebook or Gmail if you'd like to create your account. And it's really an online matching program that can help you connect where you are to where you'd like to go. This opportunity is available for employers, students, or residents just wanting to get around in the community.
And is there certain areas and spots where you meet around town, everybody meets? I know there's a location over on Red Arrow Highway, I think. Or can you come up and say, okay, if it's a match, we're going to the same direction, we can meet at the McDonald's or something.
Right.
How does it work in general, Chris?
Yeah, that's a great question. So yes, there's about 9 different park and ride locations within our 3 counties in Cass, Van Buren, and Bering County. But like what you said, you know, making those connections, we always recommend reaching out and getting to know the person either on the phone or through email before, and you can meet at those central locations that you guys kind of agree on.
Okay.
You can also speak with your coworkers at work or your friends or family in the area, too, to have more of an interaction through carpooling that way.
What are some of the top benefits of carpooling?
Yeah, so some of the benefits, well, if you register, you can get entered to win a gas card, but you can also help reduce vehicle wear and tear. You can help save gas. And that's kind of a case by case where you can kind of split that up with the people or how many people are in your carpool. It's also a nice way to relax in the morning, potentially, where you're not having to worry about driving or stress. Or, you know, if you have a car that has been breaking down a lot or you need to have it go to the mechanic and you don't have a backup vehicle, this is a great way for you to keep that same lifestyle and to keep your job.
And save some money. That's always good.
Definitely.
And then I like this, make new friends maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Have somebody to talk to when you're heading out on the road.
You can sing duets in the car and things like that. Why not? You don't have to sing solo anymore.
Get the Disney tracks out.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, how do they sign up again if they want to check into carpooling?
Yeah, so you can go to GoRideShare.org. You can click the register now. You can either sign up as an individual or you can select one of the big organizations or companies that are in the area. And you just type in your name, your address, if you'd like to be a rider or a passenger. It'll hopefully match you up with a person and it'll notify you either by text message or email when that happens. So it's really simple to do.
How many folks carpool? Do we have any figures on that?
Yeah, right now we currently have about 300 people registered to carpool in our area.
Wow, that's wonderful.
And hopefully that number will continue to increase.
Okay, and again, you can win a gas card just for registering. Always like when you win free stuff.
So it's GoRideShare.org. Chris Martin from the Southwest Michigan Planning Commission. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you.